Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Brie.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okay, hi everybody.
And welcome
to Off Script,
a podcast
where we compare books to their movies.
And today we're here to scare the shit out of you.
With just a kidding. Short story.
I don't think it'll scare anyone.
I know.
I just had to find a way to sneak it in there that it's spooky season still.
It's spooky season. Mm-hmm. We are on season 7, episode 11. 7-Eleven.
Ooh. Did you know that they give you a free birthday Slurpee?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to download the app and put all that, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And today we're doing the Boogeyman.
Boogie Man.
Oogie Boogie Man.
Ha ha. It's the Oogie Boogie Man. Oh, wow.
We just watched it the other, like, yesterday. Because I was trying to get Tyler to be quiet, so I put a movie on. And, like, he was begging me. I was being real lazy. He was like, can you cut me up an apple? I was like, you never eat the apples when I cut them up. I'm like, I'm not going to cut you one up. Mm-hmm. And then he kept begging me, and I put it on, and then he just got quiet.
Yes.
He just, like, was quiet and watched it.
One of the best movies ever. I haven't watched it in eons. It's been way too long.
Well, spooky season. Go watch it.
I know, I might as well. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm.
Anyways, all right. So we have trigger warnings. I mean, it's a Stephen King movie and book. Mm-hmm. People die.
It's a horror film, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So be prepared. All right. So a man who has lost 3 children in seemingly unsuspicious ways visits a psychologist to tell his side of the story. He does not believe there was anything natural about their deaths. He believes the boogeyman killed them all.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being a therapist and having an adult man come into your room and be like, my children didn't die because of natural causes. There's a boogeyman.
I know. Gosh. But then he's right.
I know. That's the worst part. Therapist is probably like, God damn, you need therapy.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Well, our author is Stephen King. Our director is Rob Savage. Mm-hmm. Screenplay writer, Scott Beck, Brian Woods, and Mark Heyman. And we both read this book.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did both read this book.
It's a whopping 12 pages.
Mm-hmm. I forgot why that was important right here. I was like, what? And then I realized why. Nice.
Yeah.
Because we had no audiobook reader.
So the book came out March 1973 in an issue of Cavalier magazine. Later, it was added to Night Shift. Mm-hmm. And the movie came out June 2nd, 2023. That's 50 years. That's actually long.
Yeah, I was just going to say that's actually a pretty long difference.
But that's like how all of Stephen King books basically are. And it's just shocking to me that it's just weird to think he's been writing that long.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing, too, because he started out writing and it's not like right from the get-go he was getting film things.
I know.
It took a little bit.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so what'd you do first?
I read it first. I had to think about that. I was like, wait, what did I do first?
Yes, I watched it first.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's creepy as fuck.
Really?
Yeah,
it was creepy. The movie freaked me out.
They did this a very movie, good job. Though,
I'm like, I'm trying to think if it was because I started distracting myself or if it just slowly became more predictable. But I was super freaked out at the beginning. And then by the end, I was like, man, it's not that bad. I think I was distracting myself and that's why.
I was going to say, because the fucking boogeyman was creepy as all hell.
It was creepy.
Especially when he started like coming on the screen more often. I was like, sir, I liked you better when you were not on the screen.
It was creepy. Yuck. It's just a creepy, you know what? The boogeyman in general is just a creepy horror story because it's like, you know, the closets and the feet hanging over your bed and like
under your bed and in the dark.
Yep. No way. All right. And why did we pick it?
Because I knew it was a short Stephen King book and I was worried with The Long Walk. I did not anticipate us getting ahead this season. Crushing so I kept Allie, season six, we screwed up so bad.
I know. I'm saying we're crushing it.
Oh, I thought you said, did you question it? And I was yes, no. I did. I questioned it fully.
No, I don't blame you. I am.
So I was like,
equally as shocked.
We have a movie that's brand new coming out. And then The Dark Tower is a bit of a longer book. So I was like, I think we need something kind of short in between these two so that if we are behind, we can maybe squeak that one out quick. Yeah, but instead we got way the fuck ahead this season.
So proud of us.
I know. I'm shocked.
Yes. Okie dokie. Do we do some fun facts?
Yes, you should.
All right. A painting of turtles is visible in the Harper's home. The turtle holds an important place in Stephen King lore. I don't know what it is. Do you?
No. There is a vague memory of mine about a turtle being related to it.
Oh, interesting.
And I really can't remember it now.
Okay. The Harper family lives at number 19, which is an important number in Stephen King universe, which is the number 19 is what got that girl crazy.
In the Dark Tower.
Yes.
Next, you're right.
Y'all, come find out. Or is it the week before? I have to. When is this
going? No, it's after this one. It's after this one. Okay. You were right.
Number three. It was originally meant to be released straight to streaming on Hulu, but the lack of releases at the time opened a window of theatrical release for this film. Interesting.
I feel like I vaguely remember that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't. But I don't follow Stephen King. Yeah,
you're
so.
Not. Plus movies. You don't really follow movies either. Nope, you're not like, this one was supposed to be streaming.
Right, exactly. Okay. And four, the scene where Sawyer, played by Vivian Lyra Blair, wets her pants in fear of the light showing in the light showing therapy in Dr. Wallace's office is a direct nod to Stephen King's short story when Lester Billings wets himself after seeing the boogeyman right at the end of the tale.
So there you go. There you know that there's a difference because Lester doesn't do it. The kid does it. Yeah. But also, we're not following the right people. Anyways.
Nope. And number five, many of the mother's paintings and the paintings in the house are reminiscent of Paul Gauguin's painting style. I don't know. This one did not have a lot of fun facts.
Yeah, it's a short story. It's kind of harder to make more fun facts.
Yep. Okay. So.
Oh my God.
How are we gonna do this? I feel like you start.
So the movie starts and we're following this dad with his two kids. Well, actually, technically, I think first we do see
first
the boogeyman get one of the babies, which I thought was weird because the boogeyman is supposed to get one baby and there's not supposed to be another child that's alive at the time. And then they have another baby and then the boogeyman's supposed to get the baby. But in the movie, both the kids were alive at the same time. But anyway, so boogeyman comes and kills their kid. And then we go to a completely different family. And so what happens is the dad of this family, there is no mom. The dad is a therapist and he focuses all of his time and attention into his clients. And he is the therapist, essentially, that comes into play in the short story.
Here's the short story. So one of his patients comes, is Lester Billings, and I'm just going to do the whole story, and then you can...
Yeah, because it's literally the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yep. Okay. So Lester Billings comes to Dr. Harper's office, and he's explaining that he killed his kids, and he admitted he didn't really kill them, but he's the reason they died. So they died over a five-year span. Billings asks about the closet in Dr. Harper's room a couple times, but Dr. Harper shows him it's empty, and there's shoes and jackets, and he's like, okay, okay. And then he tells... Dr. Harper that he's married.
Wait, actually, hold on. I forgot. In the movie, essentially, he comes to the therapist, says that bit about how his kids died, but he didn't do it. And he, like, gives a brief, like, this is what I think did it. I think it's the boogeyman and things like that. Mm-hmm. But then the therapist is like, I think this guy's going to harm himself or me. So he excuses himself from the room to go call the cops. And then the guy kills himself.
Right.
So he doesn't get to tell his whole story, like in the short story.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, you're right. So he ends up offing himself. But in the book, we get his whole story, which is he married his wife very young. And his kids died before their third child was born, their third baby. And it was an accident. He said that the boogeyman came and killed them and out of the closet. He shares two stories about when he put Denny to bed. He was crying for almost 2 hours. At first, he assumed it was because he wanted a bottle, but he didn't want to make him a sissy. So he didn't want to give him what he wanted. And his wife said to keep the light on, but he's like, no, he needs to get over it. What a good dad. And that night he died because he said, boogeyman daddy. And he's like, what the heck? And he went to bed really tired. And he woke because he worked at a warehouse. And his kids kept waking him up. And the wife isn't very good about making sure that they don't wake him up because I'm the man and I make the money. And Denny woke up and the wife went to go check on him. And Billings said... can you go check on him? And he's like, no, you go do it. You're the woman. I think he deserves what he got. No, that's horrible. And so wife went. She screamed, ran in there, saw the baby dead. And then he sees the closet doors cracked open. He knows for a fact he shut it. And the doctors claim it was Sid's, which he says BS because he's 3 years old. And, like, that's not normal an issue for a three-year-old. At that
age. Yeah. Yeah.
And so they had a funeral. A few months later, they moved their daughter into that room. And then it killed him to do it because he was really nervous. But they can't coddle this kid. After a while, his daughter starts crying and saying the same thing. Boogeyman, boogeyman. He wants to take her back that night, but he has to be strong because his wife can't see that he's a jellyfish and just flippy floppy and blah, blah, blah. And so he went to check on her again. His daughter's crying about something about claws. He even saw something slither in the dark. And when his wife came in, they got a little scared. They saw the branches. They're like, that's what all it is. And the closet door was open a sliver, and he knew he shut it again. And his daughter starts having, like, these brain convulsions and starts choking on her tongue and everything. And, that's... Oh! Okay, here's the note I skipped. He goes back in there... And she was, like, blackened.
She couldn't breathe.
Couldn't breathe.
Essentially.
She's blackened. She's having brain convulsions. She's choking on her tongue. And he's like, what the heck? And she died. And finally, he's like, I want another baby. Or his wife said, I want another baby. And he's like, this is a bad idea. But they had another baby. So excited. Gift from God. All this sort of stuff. At first, Billings is pissed. But then this is like his favorite kid out of all of them. Wow. Great dad. he loves Andrew so much. They end up moving to a new house. And it's really a perfect life. And then when Andy wasn't there, or Andrew died when Rita wasn't there. So she had to go away and take care of her parents. And the boogeyman came and he ended up like sensing all of this crap that was going on. Mm-hmm. And one night Andy was doing the same thing, calling her his dad, saying boogeyman, and Billings did nothing. And later he heard the scream. Sure enough, the boogeyman was shaking Andy like a dog. And he heard his neck break, and Billings ran. Spent the night at a 24-hour diner, came back home the next day, and then called the police. And he lied to the police, told him that he must have fallen while he was getting out of bed. What the? Then Dr. Harper made him make an appointment with the nurses, because he's like, you are psycho. Go make an appointment. Just by, like, finishing this story. And finally he agreed, and he went out, but the nurses are gone, and he comes back in to say, Dr. Harper, the nurses are gone. But then he sees the closet door open and he hears something say, so nice, as if it was through seaweed. And he peeled himself he peed himself. And he realized that Dr. Harper is the boogeyman.
My
mouth dropped.
I had a feeling the second that the doctor sent him out of the room, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then the second he walked back in, I was like, oh, I knew it, but I didn't want it to be true.
Yeah.
Goes off the rails because we're following the therapist and his two daughters and their story of losing their mom and dealing with that, because the dad didn't deal with his grief well. He forced himself into his work and ignored the kids, essentially. Like, he's there to take care of them and keeps them alive. That's the bare minimum he does. And so the older sister essentially is taking care of the younger sister. The younger sister starts fucking getting terrorized by the boogeyman. And at first her older sister doesn't believe her, but then her older sister encounters the boogeyman herself. So then she's like, we have to do something about this. She realizes that the guy who came and killed himself in her dad's closet was linked to this. So she goes, follows his paper trail to his house where his wife is still there, and is very much so sad that her husband died and has turned into essentially like a Rambo style woman who has all these traps around for the boogeyman so she can try and shoot the boogeyman. And she gets to tell the story that Lester told in the book, and she tells it to the daughter so that the daughter has a way to kill the boogeyman. And then essentially dad realizes that he's been not great, has his daughters are like, the boogeyman. And he's like, that's not real. But then shit happens and he's like, oh shit, it is real. And then he helps them to kill the boogeyman.
That's it.
Yeah, that's essentially it.
Way to go, us.
Woo!
Oh, team!
Quick. I knew this one was going to be quick because First off, it's a short story. Second off, it's like, it's different, but it's not too at the same time.
Right. Okay, well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's do some cast.
All right. So we got 30 people that were cast for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We have Sophie Thatcher as Sadie Harper.
What's hilarious is she was in Companion, and I've been seeing her around so much ever since I watched her in that. So then when I popped this in and started watching it, I was like, what the hell? She's in an off-script movie now?
Oh, how funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we got Chris Messina as Will Harper.
I love him. He is from the Mindy Project, and I love him in the Mindy Project so much.
Oh,
I was very excited when he started on the screen. I was like, oh, good.
We have Vivian Lyra Blair as Sawyer.
She was a cute little kid.
She was cute. Anyway, so we have David Dastmalchian. Machian.
Das Malchian.
Mm-hmm. He played Lester. He was our main character in the book.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty much spot on, I think so too.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. exactly how. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And lastly, we have Marin Ireland, Rita.
She was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She played the crazy lady.
Crazy lady getting terrorized by the boogeyman. Yep.
That's it. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. That's the theme of the book and the movie theme.
Pretty much, yeah. Boogeyman.
Yeah. Do the characters stay true? I mean, Lester.
Yeah. I was just going to say everyone else is not really in the book. So. Yeah.
And what do you prefer?
Shoot, I forgot I was going to have to pick.
Oh, wow.
What do you prefer?
I think I prefer the movie. Just because it's more of a like a story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if Stephen King had made this one a book, it would have been really good. But just it was a good short story too, but it was a short story.
Yeah. I actually think I am also a movie.
Why?
Because same thing. I feel like I got to the end and I wanted more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I wish almost, I mean, I know why they couldn't, because obviously they were following the doctor instead of the Lester. But man, what a twist would that have been if they made the doctor the boogeyman?
Well, they made they kind of did the fake out, and they make you think it, because at the end, the daughter is now going to therapy for everything she's been going through. Uh-huh. And she says, or they say their goodbyes and she leaves, and then she goes and like, it's like, oh shoot, I need to tell her about this one thing. And she goes in and she's not there. And then she just hears her name get whispered quietly, and she looks around and the closet door is open.
Oh yeah. So her therapist, mm-hmm. not the dad mm-hmm. though. That's right. They did do that.
Oh, mm-hmm. cool. They did.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Would you recommend it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, both of them. I mean, they're both entertaining.
Yeah. It's a fun little Halloween.
Yeah. It's a super quick read too. Like 13 pages. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm. If I can do it, you can do it.
It's true.
All right. Okay. That's it. So we have a website. It's
what?
offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Go check it out, everyone.
For sure. Lots of fun to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
While you're there, you can rate, subscribe, and review us.
All those things. Which would
be very helpful. That's the best way to help a podcast you enjoy.
I know. Seriously. Share mm-hmm. our episodes with others.
Mm-hmm. You think your friends would enjoy it? Send our episodes your way.
Mm-hmm. You can see what books and movies we have coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left this season. Go see what they are.
Ooh, what could they be?
We have our theory. Like, if you like are like, I don't even know where to start. What's a good book to read? We'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While you're there, if you like what we're doing, you can donate to us.
Mm-hmm. You can also shop, buy some merch.
We have some cool merch.
I know, we do. I need to buy a new shirt, too. I think I want one. We also have all of our links to all of our socials. So just click it and go.
And follow it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just click and say, hey, follow.
Yeah. And then tell your friends to do it too.
Yep. Cool.
Mm-hmm. And some of you know that I edit for this podcast. But did you know that I also edit for a YouTube channel, Panel by Panel? So you should check that out, especially if you're into any and all things comic book.
All right. Well, we got a mini-sode for you on Wednesday.
Yes, it is the last recorded Dungeon Crawler Carl book series, book review. I say last recorded because John and I still have three books. Actually, I technically have like two books and an hour to read. And we still have to record those. So this is the last one that you'll get for a little while. But it's reviewing The Gate of the Feral Gods, which that was that's a doozy of a book.
We had fun with that one. But it's a
good doozy. Yeah. Yes, we did.
We did. Video clip.
I do. I need to.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, that was hilarious. That's the best part of that.
No. Oh my gosh, you guys. So funny. We'll post the video, but we found filters on
Google Zoom Meets
or whatever we're on. What were we on?
It was Google Meets.
Google Meets.
Mm-hmm. You can be breakfast, guys.
We're dogs.
What better way to start your day?
Oh my gosh, we were laughing so hard we were crying, and John is just like, what is happening?
John's just sitting there like, I just want to talk about Dungeon Crawler Carl.
So highly suggest that one. I don't know how much you were able to use
of us. Not a lot. I was able to keep a good portion of it in, but not as much as I would have liked.
That is an episode that you would want to get for your exclusive, because you will just hear us wheezing and crying the entire time. Oh my gosh.
So much so that even after we finally started up again, I started laughing when I tried to say something else.
I know. I couldn't keep it together. It's because the cat and the dog faces, like, their eyes also match yours, but like, we would, like, at least me, I would lean my hand on my head and then it would make the eyes like half in and closed, and it was just like,
it looked like her dog was high as hell.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
Or like, it would make my cat look like it was up to no good with its like head tilted and like eyebrows raised.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny. We might have to do like random minisodes, because we're going to, in season 8, we're going to try to start doing video recordings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so we might have to do, for our exclusive listeners, do like random.
Random filters.
Yes. Like, you can choose the filter today.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
Anyways. All right, you guys. And then Monday we have the Dark Tower for you.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for that. We go to kind of not spooky one, but don't worry, we'll end with a very spooky one.
Yes, yes, we will.
Mm-hmm. And with that, I almost said, and with that, off script. When off script. With that, the boogeyman.
When off script. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.